Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us and join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your input. We always look forward to your questions, comments, and your dialogue on the subject or the issue of the day. We're talking about a very serious subject today. We're talking about a very serious issue that I believe needs to grasp the attention and the focus of everyone under the sound of my voice. The question being asked, has World War III already begun? Has World War III already begun? Keep in mind, as we go back in history and look at World War I, World War II, it did not explode globally overnight. It started gradually. And as we're watching what is taking place with the Ukraine and Russia, what is happening with China, Taiwan, North Korea, Iraq, what is taking place today in major nations around the world, and with the potential of Germany and all of Europe going into a deep freeze for the winter because of gas and oil being shut off from Russia, what will the end result be? How will the European nations respond to being frozen by Russia? Will it draw them closer to Russia or further away? Will Russia be more aggressive or less aggressive? Will Russia, in fact, continue to escalate the present Russian-Ukrainian war? Are we watching the progressive opening the door of the beginning stages of World War III? You can recall, if you've listened to this broadcast very much, that for about a year now, I have said that the war in Ukraine is the match that lights the fuse for the coming Third World War, for the Russian war that's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We will talk about these pieces of the puzzle and try to assimilate them today for our ingestion, for our understanding, for our edification, and for the challenge for the Christian, the pastors, the churches, as to what God would have us to do. We're looking at this through the prism of a biblical worldview. These things are not happening in a vacuum. These global issues are not taking place by happenstance. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, I believe today, the fulfillment of God's eschatological prophetic warnings given us in the Scripture about perilous times that will come. And ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these issues today, I want to remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 14, 6, where Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes another declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So it's not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. Contrary to the woke cultural movement today that says that the Bible needs to be rewritten, that says that the Ten Commandments are not relevant to the Christian today, that will have you to believe that somehow, some way, the Old Testament needs to be jettisoned and not inculcated or utilized or believed in today's current society. That's generally the mindset. But contrary to that, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God, the Scripture, is the only thing that we have to hold on to, the only thing that's truth, the only thing that's enduring, the only thing that lasts for all of eternity. And we think about truth, we realize, Lord, that what the Scripture says, the Lord speaking, that truth, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But we also realize, Lord, that we realize what the Scripture says in relationship to the Lord Jesus speaking, I am truth. It's the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is God come in the flesh. But we also recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the secularist George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. There are those today that will reject you, will refuse to hear you, will absolutely try to demean you if you stand for truth. There's a mindset today that you need to reach across the aisle. There's a mindset today that there needs to be compromise. There's a mindset today, both in political and social and religious fields, mindset today that says that we need to go along to get along, and we ought not to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be standing alone, generally speaking, if you stand for truth. But I recommend it wholeheartedly. I recommend that we stand for truth, that we warn others, as we find in the Scripture, the watchman on the wall being willing to warn others of dangers to come. And God holds us responsible for doing that. We need to warn. We need to be ready to stand and to stand for truth. In fact, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, makes this statement. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I commend that to you each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our mindset and our heartbeat ought to be to search for the truth, to listen to the truth, to learn it, to love it, to live it, tell it, and defend it even to death. And I believe we're in the very early stages of seeing Christian persecution and prosecution as America's never seen before, as the world has never witnessed. And it'll be based on whether or not we stand for truth. There are a number of people today, even as Christians, as pastors, as churches, as an entire denominations, that feel that somehow, some way, we need to simply be obedient little socialist, Marxist, communist servants and bow to the mandates of the administration. And that we need to simply say, well, that's not going to hurt. We can simply interfere with our witness and our testimony, and it's all right because God will just need to understand. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the course of action that God's Word admonishes us to do. We need to be salt and light. And as salt and light, we're preservatives under a decaying society, and we're illumination in a darkened world. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, 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 there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics, technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing its entire staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God as the Word of God ordained to be so. I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that you drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuned in today, and I pray that you are, pick up your telephone and invite your friends, your neighbors, and your family members to tune in. I believe this is a broadcast on an information, on an issue, on a subject that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot ought to be interested in. Even if you're listening today and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, it should put you in a position that you realize that God is on the throne, that God is still in control, and none of this is taking place in a vacuum. None of this is taking place in shocking or surprising God in any way. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, the Scripture says in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse, let me just read that to you to set the stage on what we're going to talk about. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And then he goes into the detail of how perilous times will manifest themselves, what men will be doing, what the world will be doing, what the conditions will be. We already talked about several days ago in relationship to Matthew 24, where it talks about wars and rumblings of wars, wars and rumors of wars, where there will be nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that woven together in the current structure, the current, if you please, temperature, if I can use that term, on a global basis. We're watching today these distinct warnings, prophetic warnings from the Word of God of events that's going to take place in the final days. May I say final days, leading up to the rapture of the church, where you and I and every Christian, every one that said yes to Jesus Christ, be suddenly seized, snatched out of this whole world. We refer to it as the rapture. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand perilous times. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, deadly, dire. We are there today, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, on a global scale, we're seeing the hand of God bringing about the fulfillment of his eschatological prophetic warnings that he's given us in his word. I've said before, and I'll repeat at the risk of redundancy today, we're faced with a food famine globally. We're faced with a fuel famine globally. We're faced with financial famines globally. Those are three famines, but ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Underpinning all of that, we're faced with a famine in the Word of God. A famine in the Word of God. It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Amos, the 8th chapter, the 10th verse, it talks about the fact there'll be a famine in the land, but not of food, not of water, etc., etc., but a famine of the Word of God. That's the underlying, underpinning factor that's bringing about this delusion and this darkness, this devastation that is called perilous times in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, right now with Russia talking about using nuclear weapons against the enemies, perceived enemies of Russia. Here's an article that says Stephen Miller issues a nuclear war warning. Wants Biden in an assisted living facility after the damaging video been watching in relationship to Biden's cognitive ability. President Joe Biden has provided the world with so many gaffes and provable untrue statements within the last 2 years that even his most delusional supporters have had to take a step back to question his mental stability, end quote. And the article is about a 4-page article going into details. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to get into, on a surface basis, but get into the different tentacles of what's bringing about this incursion that's going to bring about the ultimate Third World War. And ladies and gentlemen, it will fulfill what's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what is called the war with Russia, that war with Russia escalates even into the days of the tribulation. But I believe based on the scripture, based on the word of God and the eschatological timeline that was in the scripture, that we as believers, before the church is raptured out, we will see the precursor movements to this global war that will take place that I call the war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia leads a 5-member nation coalition. And by the way, all of those nations at this time are presently controlled by Islam. So it'll be Russia leading, by the way, a little footnote, the majority of the Russian military today are Islamics. We will see Russia leading a 5-member coalition against the nation of Israel that will then go into a global fiasco that will ultimately go into the final eschatological battle called the Battle of Armageddon. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing is not happenstance. What we're seeing is not some hypothetical. What we're hearing today is not some crying wolf with doom and gloomist. We're talking about the reality of watching the eschatological prophetic word of God leaping right off the pages and coming to fruition just as God's word said that it would. There's a shortage of food on a global basis, but ladies and gentlemen, as one writer put it, and it's a large article, and I'll not read nothing, anything but the headlines and a couple of words, said food crisis, accidental or orchestrated. I'm certain most of you have heard about the curious and alarming string of fires, explosions, and accidents hitting food processing and fertilizer plants across the nation and around the world, end quote. And it goes into the listing of all of the food plants, food processing companies, and organizations that have either shut down or because of some supposed disease or problem, they've simply closed down or they've been destroyed by explosion or by some strange fire. And so the question is asked, are we watching the manufacturing of a food shortage, or is this something that is natural? Ladies and gentlemen, if I can put in a little parenthetical footnote on that question, I believe that it is orchestrated. I believe that it is planned. I believe that it's coming out of the major movers and shakers for the global reset. I believe it's coming out of those that want a global one world order. I believe it is designed to force we the people to simply eat out of the hands of the tyrants that are in control and shall be in control in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in very perilous times without any equivocation. We need to wake up, sit up, and smell the coffee, as the old cliche goes, and recognize as Christians, we do not have time to sit back and languish. We do not have time to sit back and say, well, maybe to get better. We do not have time to sit back and say, well, we hope for a good turnout in the 2022 election. We'll hope for a good turnout in the 2024 election. Ladies and gentlemen, though it is my prayer that that will take place, that we will have some relief from the political tyrants that's in control today. But I pray that, ladies and gentlemen, will recognize that God's on the throne. And it is my most humble opinion, based on the authority of Scripture, that God is going to be progressively judging America and the world for a rejection of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as the Scripture says, it rains on the good and it rains on the bad, ladies and gentlemen, go back to all of the Scripture and find when God judged a nation, those that were the wicked were judged. Those that were the good were also judged. It brings judgment in one fell swoop against a nation, a people that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I'm looking at an article that is about a 15-page article. I'm not going to bore you with reading the extraneous details, but the headline's sufficient, I believe. And this headline gave me the thought of the broadcast issue today. This headline says, has World War III begun? What the U.S. corporate media is not reporting about Russia's annexation of Ukraine regions. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads in part, if one is only getting their news about the current events in the war in Ukraine from the United States corporate media, they're getting a very slanted view, which basically states that Russia is in trouble and is losing the war and getting desperate. Someone who does not take the time to read Russia's perspective from their English news sources, as well as other perspectives from both Western and non-Western sources that disagree, may be totally unprepared to what is about to happen next in Russia and around the world. Further in the article, it states, since this affects all of us, it is prudent that we look at both sides of the issue, because the non-U.S. corporate media sources are almost all saying that Russia clearly has the upper hand over Ukraine and that they are about to start the next phase of this war that some are claiming is the beginning of World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, I take that position. I've taken the position for about a year now that we're watching the fuse being lit to the promulgation of a global conflagration called World War III. And I believe we're on track for that. If we look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we need to look at it with a biblical lens, a biblical worldview, so that we see what God is doing and measure that by what God's Word says. Now, country-wise, we have a lot of people today that will say, if you speak as I'm speaking now, that it's doom and gloomish, that it's dark and nothing can be done. There are a lot of Christians today that say, in fact, I listened to a false female heretic prophetess this morning by way of online media that was saying that Christians, no matter what happens, God's going to protect you. No matter what happens, God's going to protect America. No matter what happens, God's going to provide us with all we need, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Listen very carefully. There's not anything in the scripture that says God's going to protect America. There's not anything in the scripture that says that if there are dangerous, dark, devastating times that the Christian will not experience. Keep in mind, Jesus said if the world hated you, it's going to hate him, it's going to hate us also. If the world persecuted Jesus, Jesus said the world's going to persecute us, we as Christians today also. So don't buy into a false prophetess teacher. Don't buy into a false theological dogma. Don't buy into the false prophet's philosophy today that everything's going to be all right. You just got to trust in God. We trust in God without any reservation. We trust in God and believe that God is still on the throne. But ladies and gentlemen, God's word is very, very clear that in the last days, perilous times will come. In the last days, leading up to the rapture of the church, there'll be the wars and rumors of wars. That word rumors means rumblings. And I've challenged you before, and I'll challenge you again. Take a globe, spin it, close your eyes, and put your finger on the globe. Wherever your finger lands, within a short distance, if not right there, there'll be some major rumblings of wars, some distresses taking place around the globe. That is escalating, that is increasing, because God's word said it would. This article goes on to say, since it affects all of us, it's prudent to look at both sides of the issue, because the non-U.S. corporate media sources are almost all saying that Russia clearly has the upper hand, etc., etc. But in the center of this article, on the front page, smoking gun, alleged Rand Corporation leaked documents written before the Ukraine war shows the U.S. planned the European energy crisis and economic collapse to save the U.S. economy. Now, according to the quote smoking gun, according to what was published in RAND, that's R-A-N-D, RAND Corporation, and the document was leaked, that before the Ukrainian war took place, the United States of America planned to have something to do to cause the European economy to collapse in order to save or to build up and to buttress the United States economy. Ladies and gentlemen, if that was the purpose, they have failed royally to do so. As we understand what is taking place today, Russia is armed, aggressive, and angry. And ladies and gentlemen, listen. I could stand corrected, but I believe my research is correct, that Russia has perhaps somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,500 or up to 10,000 nuclear warheads, weaponry of some kind. And America's got some, I believe the number was 300 to 3,000, some low number in comparison to what Russia has. And there's the mindset today with Joe Biden, which is in reality the third term of the Obama administration. Joe Biden is the puppet. Joe Biden is the front man. Joe Biden is the Manchurian candidate becoming the Manchurian president that is being, his strings are being pulled. Joe Biden could not tell you whether it's day or night. He could not tell you whether he's in Delaware or if he's in any other state. He cannot tell you if he's in Puerto Rico or in South Florida. He is simply cognitively depleted to the point that he is dangerous on a global international level, because the world leaders see America as weak based on the weakness of the president representing us in the Oval Office. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today where America, Joe Biden, is still pushing that the military all be vaccinated or have to be removed, fired, if you will. I believe there's some 26,000 that's still to be fired in all the branches of the military because they've refused to take the death jab called COVID vaccination. It's not a vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's introducing into the body that which, according to major researchers and scientific research, that tell us that in the next 10 years, about 1 billion people on the face of the globe will die as a result of the COVID jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already seen approximately 1 million in America that have died as a result of the COVID jab, and several million that have been put in position of lifetime injury, ailments, and the manifestations of side effects that will never be cured for their lifetimes. as a result of the COVID jab, but yet it is decimating our military. And yet Joe Biden, with the mindset that we're just going to flex our muscles at Russia and dare Russia to use nuclear weapons against America, and Russia has already said that they're going to do so, yet we're being told on every hand that Ukraine is winning. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that American tax money has sent about $67 billion dollars to the Ukraine? There's no tracking, tracing the money. We have no idea where the money's gone, have no idea who's gotten to receive the funds. But Russia sees what America's doing as the American proxy war through the Ukraine, where we're literally battling, we're facing off, we're in a global battle today with the nation of Russia. And yet that is not seen by the average person, and the Socialist Marxist Communist Network News will not tell you that. They continue to be gleeful anytime another check is written to send a truckload of dollars, U.S. greenbacks, to the Ukraine. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, part and parcel of that is as a result of the deep, deep, deep investment that the Biden administration, the Biden cabal, and his family members, including multitudes of others in both the House and the Senate, both the Republicans and the Communist Party, i.e. called the Democrats, that have invested in the Ukraine mega millions and making mega, mega millions in return. The money that's being sent today, in my most humble opinion, is simply a process of washing the money so that the Biden cabal can receive it on the other end. I believe that we're watching, though, ladies and gentlemen, the push to decimate the military in America. We're watching the push to remove the military as much as possible based on the so-called need for a COVID vaccination. And that is simply not true. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, top London cardiologist says, stop all COVID vaccine shots. A top London cardiologist who was one of the first to take the COVID-19 vaccine and promote it on British television is now calling for the suspension and the total stoppage of the shots, arguing in a scientific paper that there is full evidence that the risk of harm is greater than any benefits from the shot. Quote, there's strong scientific, ethical, and moral case to be made that COVID-19 vaccine rollouts must stop immediately until any raw data has been released to fully and vetted by fully independent scrutiny on the subject. Real-world safety data indicates a rise in hospital cardiac arrest and heart attacks linked to the Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm using that as a kind of a parenthetical footnote to point out what is taking place in America. And yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset with all of the generals, with all of those that are out of the Pentagon, all of those that are the Biden henchmen talking about the fact that we can win the war. We're not concerned about the battle with Russia. We're not concerned about what Russia is now doing. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I believe what we're doing as a nation through the leadership of Joe Biden, we're literally poking the finger and the eye of Vladimir Putin, daring him to respond. I believe there is a rationale behind the scenes through the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that want a third world war. They want a rationale and reason that they can bring about total martial law in America. They want this to take place. And it's my most humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the Socialist Marxist leadership with Barack Hussein Obama and Sleepy Joe Biden behind the scenes with Valerie Jarrett, a full-fledged communist, and others on the staff that are the scabs left over from the Biden administration that are pushing us, pushing America into a global third world war. We're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not something pleasant to think about. Most think that it's simply a crying wolf. Many will say that this broadcast today is doom and gloomish, but it's not. It is simply saying, wake up, smell the coffee, and recognize the fact that God is on the throne, that God is bringing about what his words already told us that's going to take place in the last days. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things we'll talk about after the break, we're talking about the explosion of the Russian pipeline leading into all of Europe, providing the gas, natural gas, and oil for the European nations, and they're going to freeze as a result of it being shut off. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.